You're listening to Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix from tailoredpodcast.com. Marketing, media, and web information sure to hit the mark. Grab a drink, settle down, and get the news from an expert who's been there, done that, and wears a t-shirt.
Hello and welcome to Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix, episode number 13. It's the 1st of March, my name is Tina, and we have a slightly different show than usual for you today. As you may already know, Brendan is away on business this week, so he's asked me to do an extended version of the Business Bite. I have some great tips for you on how to get the most from your supplier, how to run a successful meeting, and the most important tests you can do to make sure your website makes a sale. Everything should be back to normal next week, and I hope you enjoy today's show. First of all, I do have a story about a recent experience of Brendan's.
I have a good story for you, Tina. Yesterday, we had a meeting with an organisation that I'm part of. I'm on a committee. And we had a person submit a quote for some work that will take quite a bit of work. The quote was for $7,500. Now, the committee decided, in its wisdom, we had the person back in to discuss the quote. And we said to the person, $7,500 for this job is not going to be enough. We're going to pay you more. We're going to pay you $10,000, plus we're going to give you a percentage of the sponsorship that you bring in as well as an incentive, because we as a committee had more experience than this one person at how much work we think it was going to take. Probably didn't have enough, as much expertise, of course, and we just wanted to get a great job, so we thought that she needed more resources to ensure that we could get the best possible job done. And I thought that was a really good example of good business sense in ensuring you get a great job, because most people are sitting there thinking they've quoted $7,500, how can we screw their price down?
What this shows is that you can often get more from your supplier by rewarding them before a job is done and providing an extra incentive to deliver the best work possible. Think laterally in terms of the value you can receive from your suppliers rather than how much it is going to cost you. And you may just get the best deal ever and establish a great business relationship at the same time. The next thing Brendan has asked me to talk about are the top four things you can do to run a successful meeting. Number one, you can set an agenda for the meeting before the meeting time and communicate to all parties what the meeting is going to be about so that they come prepared. Number two, make sure the objectives of the meeting are clear. If there are any outcomes that you want to achieve, communicate what they are. Number three, have a driver for the meeting. Elect someone to make sure that the meeting stays on track and is led in the direction that covers the agenda that needs to be discussed. And number four, follow up after the meeting with a report that summarises what was discussed and what actions are to be taken by whom. This way, everyone will be clear on what outcomes for the meeting they are responsible for and have to follow up. The key here is be prepared. Know what you are going to say, what outcomes you want to achieve, stick to the plan and then follow up. And remember, meetings don't have to be formal. They can be as relaxed as a chat over a cup of coffee, but the objectives and outcomes have to be clear to all people involved. Now last but not least, I do have for you some tips on which website tests are your most important ones. Before I go on, I do have another story from Brendan.
I found something. I've been booking some things on the internet, and I've got clients with resorts, and I've been booking accommodation on the internet. And I find when I test a website, an accommodation booking website, you go through, yeah, everything works great, yeah, that's nice, looks pretty, blah, blah, blah. But what I've found is when I'm sitting there booking with my credit card in my hand, there's a whole range of information I want before I feel secure enough. So I figure that obviously we do surveys as a part of our usability testing, but a big part of your testing, and I'll probably put more credence on it, is using customer usage surveys to assess your website, to test your website to see whether it's going to be effective or not.
Your customers' level of comfort using your site and general reactions to your site can be some of the most important indicators of what you can do to improve your site. Make sure you make use of customer surveys as much as possible to find out what your customers really think, and always provide an incentive to fill out a survey or nobody will do them. You should still keep track of your general website stats, but often a survey or request for feedback will tell you many things that website stats alone can't. Well, that brings us to the end of today's extended Business Bite. Thanks for listening, everyone. As usual, you can hit us up on our Skype account, Tailored, with your feedback, or post your comments on tailoredpodcast.com. Bye for now, and stay tuned for when Brendan returns next week. Here we go!
You're listening to Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix from tailoredpodcast.com. Marketing, media, and web information sure to hit the mark.
For show notes, links to websites mentioned in the show, and to post your comments and feedback, please visit us at tailoredpodcast.com.